Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bros 3 Podcast for June 14th, 2022. And how are you doing, fam? I say, how are you doing? I hope you are out there living your best life, getting it, getting goals accomplished, doing the thing. You know what it is, right? I had a couple people reach out to me. It's always dope when people reach out to me. I mean, it really, I don't know if it validates you, but it makes you feel like you're being heard or people kind of like what you do. So I appreciate that. I had someone tell me, you kind of be rambling. You know why? The reason I talk about inconsequential things is because if you look at the world, that like what's going on, that can get scary. It can be, that's Ebony sneezing. It can become a little too much. Like sometimes I don't know what to make of it. You know, they say it's a baby formula shortage, right? And then they talking about it's a tampon shortage. And okay, so what they saying, if you get pregnant, you don't need tampons, but if you get pregnant, we can't help you feed your baby. Like, it's a lot going on, right? And so that's why I kind of stay away from that. But I did see this dude, right? It was a couple weeks ago. That's how busy I've been. I've been making moves, y'all, but I digress. There was this dude. He was a Republican. I think it was a congressman or something. Younger guy. I think he was about 26. I don't want to say his last name because I don't remember it. So I guess now that I don't want to say it, I just don't know it. 26-year-old young man. He was a Republican. He was in a wheelchair, right? So some of y'all who follow the news, y'all know who that is. Brother's in a wheelchair. And I think people in wheelchairs, people who have disabilities, and I guess you're not supposed to call them disabilities, but people are ably different. Like, those people are good people. But there's some terrible people too. Don't get it twisted. Just because you missed a leg don't mean you're a saint, right? I digress. Anyway, the brother, 26 years old, he's in Congress, right? And he went on TV. He was saying, you know, you'd be surprised all these politicians and stuff that say they're hard on crime and drug use, and then like they was doing cocaine. And the brother said that these are 67-year-old people. This is what he said. He said he was invited to, quote unquote, a sexual gathering, like AKA an orgy, right? And he said these same people they would be doing key bumps of cocaine, or coke, right? And once he said, you know, he was invited to an orgy or a sexual get together. I mean, maybe it's just me. Bro, you in a wheelchair, dog. Like, I'm not saying that people in wheelchairs ain't sexy. I would date a woman in a wheelchair. You know, no problem about that. But my thing is this. If I invite you to my house, right, and you in a wheelchair, like, do I have a ramp? Is it accessible to you, right? You get up in there, right? You're wheeling around or whatever. And, you know, you probably got a tight upper torso because that's all you rolling. Your arms are probably swole, right? This dude coming there and he trying to make his way through the party. He mingling. He bump into a table or something, you know, knocking over champagne glass and stuff. And I'm trying to do cocaine. You knock my cocaine on the floor, you know, but not just that. When you get to the actual, the meeting, the gathering, why you even had the gathering, right? Like, who want to hoist a grown-ass man on the bed, help him pull? Well, he could probably pull his own pants down. But, you know, if you sit down for a long time, your legs lock into place, you know? And plus, you don't use those muscles very often, so they tough, they tight. You know, we in the middle of having a cocaine-fueled shenanigan party. Who going to pull your legs straight, you know, your upper torso is all muscular, but your legs is all atrophy. Like, he could have said somebody offered him cocaine. I would believe that, you know, because you get you hyped up on cocaine, watch you do wheelies and stuff in your wheelchair. That's dope. Ain't nobody inviting you to, maybe they are, but that's a whole level of stuff that I ain't ready to get into. And see, this is why I don't talk about the news, because you can tell me something. I got to look on the other side of things. Like, you can't just tell me something and then don't have me try to figure out the mechanics to make it work. That's just it, right? Okay, so a couple things. I'm just going to update y'all in my life, right? Because I got an engagement I got to get to. And I don't want y'all to think I'm rushing y'all, you know, talking to y'all. That's not the case. The thing is, I really been making these moves to make something happen. I'll talk more about it a little later, but you'd be proud of your boy. Real talk. All right. So a couple things, man, catch you up on what's been happening with me. All right. I'm pretty sure a guy has a sense of humor, or at least he gave me the gift to see humor in things. Right. So I think I told y'all previously, like, because I realized I got social anxiety, I guess you can call it. Typically, I'm wearing shades, right? That way I can kind of just differentiate myself from things. I got my earbuds in. That just, you know, you see the earbuds, maybe leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered with people. Not really, you know. This is the extent of me not wanting to be bothered. I was at work, right? And I was at a new job or whatever. And there was this guy. He really wanted to be friends. I could just tell it. You know, some people just chomping at the bit. I don't know if he wanted to say he got a black friend or, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. But he's opening up too much of his life to me too quick. You know, we only worked together for like 2 weeks. And he telling me, you know, he was married and he got divorced and his wife, ex-wife, all that. I love the fact that after you get divorced from somebody, they had all these problems. Oh, his ex-wife hypothetically had a cocaine problem. She was snorting up $1,000 a week, you know, and she wasn't nothing to begin with. Okay, you just didn't figure this out till after y'all got divorced. Whatever. Just telling me a whole bunch of information. I don't even, you know, telling me his last name is telling me his last name. I don't need to know that to do my job. But he was like, yeah, man, you should probably come over and have a drink with me. And I'm going to tell you, to get out of something, if I don't want to do it, but I want to be polite, I'll tell you anything. Like, I ain't got no problem telling you anything just to get you off my case. So the brother's like, oh, man, you should come over, man. Today'd be a perfect day. You know, I had some Jack and Coke, you know, Jack Daniels. I'm like, man, I'm okay, man. Like, oh, what, man? Come on, man. You don't want to have no drink with me. I said, no, man, I'm an alcoholic. I can't go. And he looked at me confused, like, alcoholic. He was like, oh, come on, man. You can have one, can't you? Just have one and then don't have no more. Like, he really wanted a friend. I want to tell him that ain't the way this thing go. But at the same time, I just didn't want to be bothered. I'd rather you, and whenever you get this urge, whenever what Memorial Weekend come, 4th of July, all them holidays where you want to get drunk and pop fireworks and, you know, walk me around your family stuff. This is my black friend I work with. Nah, bro. I want you, before you offer me, offer to take me to Oktoberfest. Oh, he don't drink. That's right. Automatically cross me off your plus one list. I don't want it. I don't want it. That's just it. Anyway, I was saying how much I don't. Went all the way across the world. How I try to make myself less approachable. I try to make myself less approachable, but also I try to give off an air of friendliness. That's a bad word, but that's the only word I could think of. So I'm getting off of work. The sun's coming up. I got my sunshades on. Sunglasses. I got my sunglasses on. I got my black hoodie on. Got my earbuds in. Got black pants. And I'm tall, right? So I was just thinking. My shades are mirrored. So I go to the gas station. I'm going to buy some stuff. And I'm coming out. And I was just thinking to myself, I was like, I wonder, I must look kind of intimidating. And that's not me just saying how tough I am. I was just like, dude, all black, mirror glasses, you see yourself, you don't see me. you know, you pretty much look at me, looking at yourself. I was like, I wonder if this what death would probably look like. Just a thought I was having, right? And as soon as I go to my car, there's this old beat up pickup truck that comes up, and it's got one of those tonneau covers. Tonneau cover is like the back. So you got your truck part, but then you put the cover. I don't know if you call it a camper, but basically it keeps the elements out the back of your truck, right? And it's rusted. It's like 80s. You know, it used to be white, but now it's just rust colored and dusty, right? So I see the driver, because I'm always trying to pay attention to my surroundings. I see the driver, but I just glanced at him. I see him talking to somebody at one of the other pumps, and then the black guy shakes his head, and the guy kind of rolls slowly toward my direction. So I'm looking at this dude, and he makes a gesture toward me. Now, this brother is, he's white, but he's like, he look old, right? So I go closer to him, right? I got my shades on, thinking I'm looking intimidated. This brother, I look in, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. He looks, I try to look into his eyes, but his eyes are swollen and they're not facing the same way. And then like his pupils were like milky. Like they used to be probably like blue, blind. Now they're milky. Like honestly, I would probably think he was blind. And he smiles and his teeth are like gone and just his bad mouth hygiene. And he's got like his head shaved low. He looks like and I'm not trying to be funny. He looks like what you think an alcoholic fetus would look like, or like a formaldehyde baby pig or something. Like he looks real. It would easily be a scene Stephen King movie, right? So he rolls to one down, his truck is making all this noise. So the brother looks at me, and I take my little earbud out, and he's very scary looking, but I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he asked me, can you help me find, well, I'm gonna use an old person voice, can you help me find Paul's Auto Yard? And I'm like, Paul's Auto Yard? I'm like, huh, no. And the brother, he's sitting there like his hand was shaking. Like, honestly, like if he touched, he'd probably die. But whatever, right? So I look on my phone. I'm like, yeah, you got to turn left here, turn right there. The whole time his head is moving like he's looking at me, but them eyes ain't moving, right? So now I'm like, is this brother like blind, right? So I'm like, look, bro, how about this, man? How about you follow me? And he was like, okay, thank you. And he was like, so I'm sitting there, you know, so I get in my car, and I'm like, even though I thought I looked very terrifying, he wasn't scared of me. And even though I should be terrified of him, we helped each other out, right? So we riding towards, it's like this area. And I kept thinking, if I was that white guy, I was like, maybe this guy is about to take me somewhere and beat me up and rob me, because it was like in the sticks. I would move over to the left. It'd take him a while to get there. I don't know if he was driving by faith or what. I'm not even trying to be funny, because the brother, like, he's moving by faith, right? So we get to the place. I pull over, right before we get to the Paul's Auto Yard. I tell him, because like, he pulls off. He say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I say, yo, bro, I'm going to let you know that it's 7:30 now. This place don't open up to 8 o'clock. He was like, that's okay. I just thank God that you got me here. And he's like, I want to give this to you. And he hands me this pamphlet, right? And he was just like, I don't know if he was crying tears of joy, if his pig eyes were leaking, right? But I'm like, all right, cool. So I said, just go straight ahead. That's the parking lot. You know, you'll be good. He said, and he was just like, thanking God the whole way, right? So now I'm sitting in my car, because I know the place is closed, and there's like a security guard there, a black security guard. So I'm just want to make sure the old man get to where he's going. So I'm sitting there, and I watch his little truck putty up, right? He goes about half a block, right? So I'm watching the security guard. It's 7:30 in the morning. Security guard really ain't on no, I can't hear anything. I'm just seeing the body language. Like, he's shaking his head like, no. Like, no, 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 we ain't open yet. No, right? And I guess I saw a little withered hand, like, come out the car. And I guess the black guy came a little close and saw the whole situation and everything. And, you know, He gave him that way, that begrudging way of like, come on. Like, come on, man. Come on. Just park your car, sit there for 30 minutes. And I looked at the flyer, and it was like a Christian flyer. Before he pulled off, he told me he had got that flyer 20 years ago or something, and it changed his life. I mean, I still got the flyer in my car. I thought that was, you know. And then I started thinking, like, if there was an old, decrepit black guy in a white neighborhood, you know, with black people and make sure, you know what I mean, with white people and make sure he got. But you can't do things just because that's how somebody do you. You got to be better, you know. So anyway, I went home. I was out of my way a little bit, but it made me feel good. I was able to get that blind pig man where he needed to be. I don't know, man. All right, this is going to be, I don't know. I think there's a message in there. If it's not a message for you, it's a message for me, right? And then, okay, real quick. I've been trying to figure out what to make of this, right? Okay, so where do I start? Hold on. Okay. All right, now it's time for the BTP news. All right, so for the uninitiated, the premise is real simple. I find a headline that I find hilarious for some reason. I don't read the article. From there, I bring the article here. I mean, the title, I read it. And we try to figure out what happened through the power of imagination. And then sometimes I read the article. And it's always a gamble, because sometimes it's funnier than what I initially thought. Sometimes it's way sadder. So here we go. top story. Let's see. Okay. Woman arrested after throwing boyfriend's mom's ashes into lake. All right. Now, there was a picture of this young woman. She looks really remorseful. Like I don't know how old she is. She looked like she can't be no more than mid-20s. I'm thinking maybe early 20s, right? And she looked like she crying. But those angry tears. You know, when you was a kid and somebody make you upset, they keep talking to you. And you be like, just stop talking to me. Or like you get all red, your eyes start watering, because you don't know what you might do. Like you like, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Like, stop talking to me. The anger is in me. Right, so I guess he kept talking, right? He's probably, and okay, I know young people, well, shucks, even older people, like when we love somebody or think we love somebody or we infatuated with them, right? Like the first 3 months, they say it's akin, that's fancy, it's akin to being hooked on cocaine. Like it lights up the same parts of your brain as cocaine, 3 to 6 months, I think. So, you know, you see this young girl, she sees this young man, and she just like everything about him, you know? Like, she like that he don't care, you know? She like that he roll around in the Hellcat, and, you know, he keep his window. He like Future, you know what I'm saying? He just told like this, you know, everything so smooth. And like, you know, she like the fact, and she young, you know? She just, he probably got his own place or whatever. Just, hey, shout to make yourself at home, you know what I'm saying? This is all me, man. This is all you. This is all love, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just, oh, man. She caught up in the rapture of love, you dig? I think that's Patti LaBelle or Regina. And Regina is one of them, right? But then, after that, the 3 to 6 months, you know, you start seeing somebody for who they are. The shine comes off of it, you know? Like, you eating cereal. She eating cereal, she look at him, and she's like, huh, he eats cereal just like me. You know, like he ain't magical no more. He ain't mystical, you know. He ain't a unicorn or whatever, right? So then once you stop being enamored by somebody, then you start looking at their faults, right? And then maybe the dude's supposed to pick up for work one day, you know, and he ain't show up. And when she came home, she was like, why don't you come pick me up? He ain't apologize. He was like, hey, shot, look, it is what it is, man. At that time, I was where I was supposed to be, man. You where you supposed to be, in the parking lot of Wendy's, because, like, it is what it is, man. God works in mysterious ways, you know. And maybe one day she got in the car and found some women panty drawers in the back seat. You know, it was her car, right? So she come home, right? And she arguing. She trying to argue with him, but he being all nonchalant. He playing Xbox Live with the homies. You know, talking about, oh, look, on your shits, man. Hey, they coming through, man. I don't know what they be saying. On me, one shot kill, all that kind of crap, right? She talking to him, right? She just want him to feel what she feel. Like, show me some kind of emotion, right? Like, you over here being all cool and stuff. Show me you care, right? You know, with women, she and she saw on the mantle over the fireplace. You doing really good for herself. He's got a fireplace at early 20s. Grabs the urn, and then he paused the game. He's like, hold on, cuz. I'm going to pause the game. And then you can hear over the headphones, you can't pause the game. This is online. This is live. He like, shut up, cuz. She got my mama. She held my mama hostage. So he throw the controller down. He like, look, woman, put my mama down, cuz. She ain't even got nothing to do with this shit. Innocent bystander. And now the woman see that she got the attention. She like, no, what you, I'm out here in the rain. Your mama gonna be out in the rain, right? He like, what you doing, my mama, man? Put my mama down. On my mama, you better put my mama down, right? So they must live really close to a lake. Or I don't know, high speed chase. I don't know. So now she on top of a bridge and she got the urn. She like, yeah, I guess I could wait in the rain. Your mama could wait in the rain. You like, look, don't play around my mama, man. You ain't a Renthal James. You ain't see me and then walking in the rain. And then the girl was like, how you know that reference? That's an old song. You like, don't worry about it, cuz I grew up with, oh, I got an old soul. Just put my mama down. Put my mama down. Right? And she took off the top and then she released him, man. Just her mama fluttered down. See, look, I understand you have to weigh your you have to weigh the way you go about things by what's being done. You know, like, you don't play around with that. Cause look at the end result. You did, like, the boy ain't got his mama no more. Okay. Take that back. He's lost his mother twice. You know, like, his mom, she left this mortal coil, and now even the remnant that he had of her is gone. You know, I mean, the relationship was over anyway, but for you to do that, like, everybody want to be remembered. Oh, she a bad chick. She killed that woman. She killed that boy mama twice. Cool. Like, this, she a bad chick, right? Nah, bro. Like, that ain't even, okay. Me personally, I'm so in love. I'm sorry, when I said I, my brain automatically went to Al Green, so that's why I went. And then whenever I say you, I always think of Eddie Murphy. His comedy said you, so please forgive me. Anyway, I don't want to be, when I pass away, right? I don't want to be buried and I don't want to be left in the urn. That's just me. I don't want to be trapped anywhere, right? So don't leave me in the ground, spend $20,000 burying a box. I don't want you to do that. Go ahead and cremate me. And then once you cremate me, just let me go. Don't leave me in the urn, you know? That's just me personally. Because I had a conversation with somebody. We were talking about the same story, and she was like, "What if you scared of the dark, and you just left in the urn?" I was like, "Oh, that's funny. If you scared of the dark, you scared of tight places. Like, that's being in that urn. And granted, you not there, your consciousness or whatever, but that's terrifying. So what if you trapped in the urn, and like you?" Everything your being is like, I want to get out, right? And all of a sudden, after years of sitting on the shelf or whatever, there's some jostling going outside. You hear a young lady, and you hear your son talking about, hey, shawty, don't you teach my mama? And she's like, what's going on? All of a sudden, pop, the top comes off of the urn, right? You like, well, sunshine, I ain't seen this in forever. And all of a sudden you feel the urn tipping up like, what the hell going? And then you ain't got no arms, but trying to hold on to the sides of the urn as you slide out like, no. Now, the piece de resistance. What if you had a fear of heights? So you've been trapped in the dark in the closed space. You're like, I don't know what's going on. Freedom. And you hear your son talking about, oh, my mama, they call my mama. Right? And you floating down. You're like, ah, ah, ah. And see, because you ashes. You ain't just going to like fall. Are you going to like float down like a feather? Like, ah, ah. Oh, this is terrible. Right? Me personally. Well, I'm not going to say me personally. I would have understood, though, if that young man would have grabbed that young lady and tossed her over the edge. Like, he would have been like, oh, my mama, you going to hit the water before my mama do. And then she going to be like, I don't even know what that means. Like, she would have went down. Like, my mama, the ashes of my mama, like, ah, ah, what's going on? And all of a sudden, this young girl would have been flying. Like, ah, these people fall out the sky. Like, how long have I been out? Right? But to be fair, though, to be honest, I wouldn't mind being sprinkled somewhere. Sprinkle me, baby. You know what I'm saying? All right, so let's see. What is the story? What is the story? Let's see. Okay. Oh, she really looks remorseful. But you remorseful, you got caught? That's the question. A Texas, let's say hoodlum, has been charged with abuse of a corpse after throwing her boyfriend's mother ashes into Lake Worth. Police said that when the boyfriend came home after 7, he realized his mother urns was missing. That's the end of the story? Huh. Okay, well. There's that. I don't know, man. Hey, yeah, we sure could. I want to just call the police, let y'all know, man. Somebody got my mama. All right. Can you please give us a description of your mama?
Yeah, man. She like, I don't know, man. She like 14 inches tall.
Sir, did you say your mama 14 inches tall?
Yeah, man. She 14 inches tall, man. She real shiny, though. Oh, my mama, she shiny. My mama shiny, though. Like, she shiny. Your mama shiny? Yeah, man. Like, she's... And she round too, cuz. Like, she real round. She got the circumference of like a coffee can, man. And she ain't here. I left it on the mantle. She ain't here no more, cuz.
If you don't get your ass off, somebody please help me. My mama gone. All right. Our next story. Elephant kills 70-year-old woman, then returns to trample her corpse at the funeral. They said elephant never forget, dog. Like, that's crazy. Okay. Ooh. Okay. The elephant pulled a William. Well, not William. The elephant pulled a Liam Neeson.
You thought I would not come back for you?
The elephant pulled a John Wick. Oh, Jesus. Baba Yaga. Okay. Let's see. All right. How does this go? Now, okay. Elephants are super intelligent, right? Right. Okay. That woman was around for 70 years. I wonder, now they ain't grow up together. Well, I mean, 70 years, man, you know, no. Okay. All right. Here's the story, right? They did grow up together, right? This elephant was a small elephant. He was a baby elephant, but he was also the small elephant. I was going to say the runt of the litter, but elephants don't have litters. They just have one, what they call it, a pup? Calf. They have one calf, right? And this woman, she had a form, right? She grew something good. And all the older elephants knew not to mess around with that woman's guard. She was evil. Right, she was the Baba Yaga. She didn't like to, you know, she would chase him around and stuff. I don't know how you chase around an elephant. She had barbed wire around her. She had
the most delectable cantaloupes, though. You know, like, and then the baby elephant was like, oh man, really want to try some cantaloupes. And then the mom was like, look, we don't go over there, mess that woman. She Baba Yaga, we don't mess with her, right? And then one day, you know, you a kid, the elephant went through the barbed wire. You know, went through there. He was reaching his little trunk out, almost grabbed a sweet cantaloupe, but it was ripe on the vine and everything, right? He tried to use his little, what's that thing called? Not a tusk. The nose. What is that called? What is that called? Trunk. He almost had a little baby trunk. He almost had it wrapped around trying to pull it. And he was scooting across the ground and everything. He was glistening in the morning dew. And the Baba Yaga came out like, hey, what you doing? And he ran off like, Scooby-Doo-Bop. He was making like all the Scooby-Doo sound effects, right? Ran off or whatever. And then he got in trouble, right? His mom, it was like the reverse of Mufasa. He said, I told you not to touch anything that woman like touches, right? Okay, whatever. So I think after 50 years, like, I think the elephant, that woman came out to the forest. That's what it is. She had to come out to the forest. And then, you know, that woman was yelling at him like, I know you. You was that stank-ass elephant that tried to steal one of my cantaloupes 50 years ago. He's like, man, I changed. I gave my life over to God. This elephant talk. Gave my life over to God. I don't steal no more. She was like, boo. Once a thief, always a thief. Look at you with your tusks. You think you're somebody? You ain't nobody. Kept talking bad to the elephant. Elephant had a suit on, getting ready to go to work. He was Babar from from the HBO animated cartoons. He was Mufasa. He was royal. He was trying to go to work, whatever. And then she was pulling a Karen. He was like, look, man, just let me, if you get out of my way, I'll move. They're like, nah, I'm gonna stay here. Long story short, he bumped into the woman, right? The woman fell. She said, I'm having a heart attack. You killed me. And he hit like you're done right at it.
Liam Neeson, yes.
I was being Liam Neeson the whole time. I don't know that the elephant wanted that woman dead, and he was sitting there. They was having a funeral. This is why you don't have a big ass funeral. Had a funeral, had the coffin and everything. He was about to put that woman in the ground. It was like, I don't know why it was white. It was a Christian service, because I don't think there's no elephants running wild in America. But like, we're here to lay to rest Baba Yaga. You know, and the elephant was just sitting by the tree with some shades on. He was observing, but he wasn't part of the thing, because he just saw the people crying and everything. And then somebody walked up to the elephant because they saw he was by a tree, but he wasn't over there with him, right? So they were like, sir, do you know Mrs. Yaga? He was like, I guess you could say that, you know. And he was like, are you here to pay your last respects? He was like, nah, nothing like that. Then he ran over there, started stomping, man. Because, you know, elephants, when they run, they be moving all awkwardly because they ain't used to running, right? And everybody was like, oh, elephant. And everybody sprawled out. You're like, your thought? I'm sorry. This is just so ridiculous. Remember when I said I'd save you for last? I lied. Like, knocked a casket over. And that, I don't know if y'all seen caskets fall and dead bodies fall out of caskets. It's like, oh, God damn it. Like, you had one job to get the box in the ground. And, you know, because you dead and stiff, like, you don't slide cool. Like, you just fall out like a plank of wood. And the elephant, like, ah! And, like, got up on his hind legs, like, boom. Like, in the Christian house, that's when they do the praise dance. Boom, dun, 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 dun. Like, stomping this woman out. So, I know that took a... I'm sorry, I had way too much fun with that. But, okay, let's see. What's the story? I'm just saying that the elephant was on revenge. And you know, elephants don't forget. So, you know, he was like, okay, I'll see you when I see you. An elephant kills 7-year-old woman and then returns to trample her corpse at the funeral. That's some Chi-Town gangsterisms right there. Okay. Okay, let's see. Humans and alligators aren't the only ones that are on the hoodlum time. What? I don't. Let's try this again. Maya Murmur was at a tube well drawing water in. Whoa. I don't know how to say that. District. Some village when the wild elephant appeared out of nowhere. Authorities said it had strayed from the Dharma Wildlife Sanctuary, nearly 200 kilometers from that city. After being trampled, Miss Murmu was taken to the hospital where she died from her injuries. Police officer, can't say that brother's name, was quoted as saying to the Press Trust of India News Agency. Reports said when family members gathered for the funeral and were in the middle of performing last rites, the same elephant appeared, lifted Mrs. Murmu's body from the funeral pyre and trampled it again. Shocking mourners looked on. I'm just saying, it was it the same elephant, or was is that being racist? All elephants look alike. My man picked up, gave it a power drive, like. That ain't funny, but it's a little funny. All right, this has been another episode of Bro 3 Podcast. I love y'all. Be good. Be sweet. Also, I just want to say, like, people, it's a really bad transition, but people call me sometimes, right? And this is why it's always important to be open. Like, I was tired, and I didn't want to pick up my phone because I didn't know the number. One, I didn't want to pick up the phone, and somebody called me and said, "Father Tony," which it's not what I go by. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Tony. They call me Bro One. That's a song. Sometimes songs just play in my head. Well, anyway, he said, "Father Tony." I'm like, "Yeah, what's going on, man?" Yeah, the brother told me, he was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know, man. I just swallowed a whole bottle full of pills, and if I don't ever talk to you on this life again, just know you've been a real one, right?" So now I'm on the phone with this dude trying to talk to him and stuff, and everything worked out okay. But you know what I'm saying? Just check on your folk, and sometimes when that call come, like, don't be hard-hearted, like, "Oh, no, man, they don't call me, so I don't call them, I don't check on them, I don't check on them." Like, dude, sometimes you gotta, check on your folk, right? And don't be pissing off elephants and stuff. All right, I love y'all. Y'all be good. Talk to y'all later. Bye.